Welcome back to Pearls and Swine on Good News You Can Use. I am Levi.
And I'm Lisa. And if today is your first episode of the week, you might want to listen to yesterday's. You can go to our podcast if you want to do that. But here's a quick version of where we left off yesterday.
Yeah, Jesus closes the Sermon on the Mount with a parable of the wise and the foolish builder. Two people hear the same words, both build, both face the same storm. One house stands, one falls with a great crash. The difference is foundation, not the storm.
And the foundation or the rock is Jesus himself. His words, not a set of rules, a person that you return to.
Yeah, so today we're going to go a little bit deeper into the parable because I think we should spend some time on a phrase that I think gets glossed over. And it's one of the most practical things that Jesus says in the whole story. And it's this: put them into practice. Everyone who hears these words of mine, put them into practice. The phrase is doing a lot of work. What does it actually mean to put them into practice? What does building on the rock look like on a Tuesday?
On a Tuesday. Okay, just any Tuesday. That's today.
Yeah.
Let's go. I think you wanted to go and look at Luke's version of the parable because yesterday we looked at Matthew's and Luke adds a little detail. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think Luke adds?
I don't know what Luke adds, but
the mystery.
So much suspense. I'm not really sure.
Well, this is what he says in Luke 6:47-49. As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep into the laid foundation of the rock. When the flood came, the torrent struck. The house could not shake it. It could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built his house on the sand without a foundation. The moment that the torrent struck, the house collapsed and the destruction was there. And so I think one of the things that he says there that's interesting, that's a little bit different, he says digging down deep.
Yeah. Yeah. The foolish builder in Luke doesn't build on sand. He builds on the ground, right on the surface. There's no foundation at all there. He skips the hard work of going deep.
Yeah. Digging is real. It's unglamorous. It's time-consuming work. If you build in, I think anywhere, but in Palestine, if you built in the first century and you hit sand near the surface, you don't stop there. You keep digging through the sand, through the soil, until you hit what? Bedrock. And only then do you lay your foundation.
Yeah, and the foolish builder just didn't do that.
Yeah, it was... Not that he found rock and rejected it. He never went looking. He just built on whatever was right in front of him, right? Like, just kind of lived life. And I think that's the picture. It's like, he's just living life. He's not digging any deeper. He throws a little church in there once in a while, but he's not digging any deeper. And it's compromised at that point.
Well, yeah. And it's also, it's not that he like found the rock and rejected it. I think it's really interesting to think that I have always thought when I think about this parable that the sand was there and the rocks were there, right? The rock was there. And so the guy with the rock is like building on the rock and the guy with the sand is like next door neighbor in the sand. But this is the same ground, but one dude is digging and the other one isn't. And I think that's really interesting. I have never thought about that before.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that is difficult in thinking about this in our spiritual lives is, how do you get to the depth that you need to? How do you build on the rock? Well, it's just like John 15, where it says, abide in me. All things, Jesus in all things, whether it be work or whether it be your family or whether it be, you know, just your house projects or your kids, or all Jesus in the middle of all things. Like, God, I'm giving them to you. I'm submitting them to you. I'm handing these children or this work or this situation, this storm over. And I think that's how you actually begin to dig deeper, is that you begin to submit to the work of Christ in your life through the word of Christ in your life.
What's the difference between, like, I mean, I think we can do a lot of things that look like digging, but they're just activity.
Yeah, I don't think it's just reading it as a devotional comfort, the scripture. It's reading it as someone who wants to know what is actually true. It's like you start reading scripture and you start going, man, I need this in my life. I want this in my life. I'm going to dig deeper into this. And blessed are those who, I think, do that. And Jesus says some hard things in this whole passage. And in this Sermon on the Mount, he says things like, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Love your enemies. These are not comfortable statements, but like, what do those mean? Like, you start to find that and you start to go, God, I need to have an understanding of this. I think those words begin to build a foundation if you actually try to live by them.
Well, yeah. So if we're thinking about going deep and what it might look like to dig deep and spiritually, prayer is one way that you've mentioned, and real engagement with scripture is another way. And what would you say is like a third way that we can go deep?
Well, I don't like to work alone. I think the Bible actually says that there's a better return when there's more, like, another person there.
Sure.
And it's weird because if I, you know, my boys are working by themselves, it's much slower. But if there's two of them working, it's so much faster. And you see the reality of this. And if there's three, it's like, man, this is awesome, right? And I think that's true in our Christian life too. Like, when you have other people there working with you in community, connecting and asking you, pushing you forward, I think the depth comes much quicker. And I think what happens is we get discouraged, or we go, this is good enough. Let's just lay the foundation. And it's not deep enough, and it's not connected enough, and it's not anchored enough in it.
So let's go back to the phrase, puts them into practice, because I think there's something important about repetition in that phrase. Luke says it twice, and it's not like does it once. It's a habit or a pattern.
Yeah. Puts these into practice it's a word for like doing. It means active, ongoing. It's not like a decision you make once. And I think this is interesting about the passage also. One of the things that he says is the wise man builds his house upon the rock. We don't arrive on the building our house on Jesus, right? Like, we are in this continual progression of I think the big spiritual word is sanctification. Like, man, how is Jesus engaged in your life today? And I think that's a really big question that, you know, we have to kind of wrestle with, because it's an ongoing building project that we're engaged with Jesus, engaged with the rock on a daily basis. And so how do you do that?
How do I engage with the rock on a daily basis?
If it's an ongoing building project, how do you build on a daily basis?
Well, I mean, I think that the things that we just talked about, like digging, like prayer and being in community and recognizing that the Christian life is not one that's done in isolation. We say that all the time and Celebrate Recovery. You're not going to find recovery by yourself. You need other people. And so I think those are ways, just, you know, carving out time, intentional time to be with God and his people. And I think that we get stuck often in like, okay, well, I said the prayer. I go to church on Sunday. I think I'm pretty good. That's good for me.
What if you mess up?
What do you mean if I mess up?
Like, what if it's
all
just
the time?
Okay, so you mess up. Like, what does that look like? And how do you recover from that?
I mean, I think that.
Is that what you're describing, like the community and the connectivity?
I think in some ways, but I think that recognizing the reality of the grace of God and the forgiveness that he offers is an ongoing daily thing.
Well, and Jesus in that parable doesn't actually teach that the guy was like a great builder on his own. He just went to the right place. That's the whole difference
nice.
In it. He went to the right place to build it. And I think that's the whole part of this story. It's always about Jesus. It's not about us. Even in our prayer, even in our scripture, it's really about Jesus. Like, Jesus, you need to hold me here. You need to guide me here. You need to light my path. You need to give me your word to walk in it. And I think that's the difficulty in some of the day-to-day things is we kind of forget about that.
So you think you can have a bad week and still be a wise builder?
I think you can if you go to the right source. You have to go back. And I think that's one of the things that, I think every builder gets better as they go, probably. I would guess. I'm not a great builder.
I would hope so.
Right? Yeah. You kind of learn the tricks and you kind of see the weaknesses or you see the mistakes. And the next thing is like, I was talking to this builder guy and I thought it was really interesting. He goes, oh yeah, that's wrong. I built something. And he goes, oh yeah, that's wrong. He's like, you know, the difference between a contractor and a guy like you that just kind of is going after it is I know how to fix it and much quicker than you. You can fix this and you'll fix it. It'll be fine. Good for you that you took a shot at it, but you'll fix it. It'll just take you way more time. And I think that's what happens in the Christian life. It doesn't take as much time for us to not go back to Jesus, right? Like that's part of the progression. Like I'm like, oh yeah, I had a bad week or I had a bad day again. Right. What's that song?
I had a bad day.
Yeah. And you have these bad days, but I think what happens in the Christian life is you realize, like, I need to go back to the foundation. I need to go back to Jesus. So here's the good news you can use. If you're having a bad day, go back to Jesus. Go back to Jesus, because that's what the wise builder always does.
Thanks for tuning in with us. If you've got questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. You can email those to office@evangelup.org. If you'd like to catch up on any of the previous Pearls and Swine episodes, just search Evangel Houghton on your preferred podcast platform or go to our website, evangelup.org.